the Creator? Where'd He come from? Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book, The Genesis Solution. I've had people try to stump me, Ken, with the question, where did God Himself come from? What's your answer?
Well, you know, it's important for Christians to be able to give reasons for what they believe. If we say there's a God who created all things, how do we defend that? Well, you know, it's certainly by faith we believe these things, but it's not a blind faith. You see, we're told in the book of Romans there's enough evidence in the world to convince everyone God is creator. Well, where's that evidence? Well, we know that cars and airplanes don't just get there by chance. Somebody made them. When we look at the complexities of life, we recognize there has to be an intelligence behind them. So, where did this intelligence come from? Well, the Bible says, in the beginning, God. In other words, the infinite creator God has always been and always will be. Do you realize this is the most logical scientific statement you could ever make? You see, if you don't believe in an infinite God, then you have to accept by blind faith that matter arranged itself into complex information systems like DNA, which goes against everything we observe in real science today. We know that it requires an intelligence to produce the information system that builds life. God is the creator.
Our new booklet on astronomy and the Bible will help build you up in your faith. You can find it on our website, answersradio.com. It's free at answersradio.com.